You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Let's ride!
Piece they're going to play this evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen,
yes. Good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen,
good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen,
your attention, please.
And now the moment we've been waiting for is here.
Que sera, sera. There should be no other way to say hello. Hello, hello, hello to the new year. Because whatever will be, as whatever was going to be this year was going to be. And, you know, I think we all got out on the other end of it alive. If you got out alive, then you know, because you're alive. If you're not alive, you didn't get out. Man, I just had a delicious brownie. A delicious brownie. It was fantastic. We'll see how the rest of the hour goes. What's going on, everybody, in the chat room? This is the final broadcast, the final transmission of 2016 here on this beautiful, cold, rainy New York night over here in the waning hours. The last hours of 2016. We've got Stacy in the chat room. I see Murr. What's going on, Murr? Murr, I heard you have some fondue going on for your New Year's Eve. If fondue falls through, you can come by and hang out with us. Teddy, what's going on? Nikki, what's going on? Johnny Kimball, what's going on? Pierre, I don't know if you heard last night, but your letter is going to be a little bit delayed. They came to pick it up again today. I didn't put enough postage on it. It takes 3 stamps for me to send from New York to Paris, or Normandy, sorry. And guess who else is joining us tonight? Everybody was wondering where the fuck Matt had been, and there he is! How you been, man?
Alright.
Last night, Gadget Doc said he was going to put a price on your head if you didn't come back soon. Everybody wanted to know where the hell you were.
I'd probably cash in on that myself,
You take the money and shoot yourself in the head?
I'd live.
That'd be funny. You go up. I want to take the contract on myself. All I have to do is survive one shot, right? And then I earn the money? Yes. There's a pointless martial art. You remember when we used to do impractical martial arts on the roof, Matt?
Yeah.
And we'd come up with the worst concepts for martial arts ever. I remember one of the martial arts was spending your entire life training in this one style that requires you in one... The only thing that you know how to do is... What was it? It was a slice across the forehead with an object.
With your thumbnail.
Your thumbnail, I think. And at the
skin, and rip the skin off.
And rip a flap into the skin and be able to peel his face off. So you're trained your whole life to be able to ready to do that.
The best one was where you need the half wall to spin on.
That's it. You need it. There's this, yeah, the one martial art where you needed a half wall. You needed a half wall or else you were defenseless. Oh, the best one was the popsicle sticks in arms, though, where we're fighting each other with no... You want to do that? Here, let's fight each other in the middle of the room. I'll turn the camera around. We can show everybody what the popsicle sticks arm, the arm one. Because the funny thing about that is if you bend your elbows and knees, I remember, everybody starts screaming at each other, you have no honor!
Oh, yeah, that's what
you have no honor!
You can't move your limbs.
That's it. So that's the other martial art that we invented, where you're not allowed to actually move your joints except your shoulders and at your hips. That's it. So we should definitely film some of those impractical martial arts. We can go on forever. We actually had one too where we grew just the toenail on our big toe, and that was supposed to be like a gouging slice as well across the throat or something.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, there's some stupid ones. But the stupider they get, the funnier they are, because it's just the imagining that somebody would dedicate their lives to trying to hone a useless skill. That's funny. I like when people waste their time. It's oh God. Okay, so tonight we have Gadget Doc calling in the last half hour. Last half hour, he's going to be doing a reading. He's going to do my tarot cards tonight and think of, you know, and just pretty much some last thoughts as we enter into the new year. Rogue Pierre says, impractical martial arts sounds so great. It's the best. It's a bit that can go on forever, and it originated here, okay? It originated here. Actually, one night we should play some of the prank phone sex here. Oh my God, you guys should hear some of the prank phone sex. Matt wasn't around for any of that stuff. That stopped like maybe about 5 years ago or so. But prank phone sex, we started that in 2007. And I got to do that with you guys. You got to hear all the shit that we used to do. That was fun because there was chat room participation with prank phone sex. I'll just, because we usually talk for the first 15 minutes and then we just kind of trail off here. But with prank phone sex, we would have people in the chat rooms that were watching the show go into internet chat room, like ICM chat. I forgot what it was, but there were these free internet chats where people would just, you know, all it was is age, sex, location constantly, because people were just wanting to trade pictures with each other. So what we would do is we'd have people go into the chat rooms and they'd pose as a 22-year-old female from New Jersey named Danielle, okay? So Danielle would go into the chat room and she would just be so hot. She'd be so, she was home from college and she didn't want to go out tonight, so she was in the mood for some phone sex, okay? And her parents are out of the house and she's all alone. That's what it was. And she's just saying, you know, anybody want to get on the phone? And it would be like 12 people would private message Danielle in an instant. And as she would talk to each of them, everybody's hitting on her. Of course, everybody's screen name is 9 inches hard, you know, shit like that. Nobody in the chat room had a dick that was smaller than 9 inches. It was a great coincidence. And all of our people in the chat, they would go out and they would just get the phone number to call from the guys. We didn't want to give them our number because it was just a Skype and they'd realize what the hell it was. But we would go from like the star 67 or something through the Skype. We had a way of cloaking the number, so it just comes up as private. But we call them up and it was either Mike, Anthony did a few, and our buddy John came by for a couple of times, and it was just amazing. For years, Mike would call up people. We finally get the numbers. We'd call them up, and this was an international bit. We had guys that were, you know, businessmen from Sri Lanka that were in the UK. We had people calling from the Caribbean. We had people that we talked to from the Caribbean, from all, and weird, weird fantasies. A lot of these guys had fantasies about, most of them were married. Had fantasies about people calling up and being like the friend of their wives and stuff like that. Shit, dude, it was really, really interesting, as much as it was funny. But what happened was we had this voice modulator over here. So Mike would talk to these people, or anybody, whoever was taking the call, would talk to these people through the voice modulator that really twisted the voice into a very feminine, light feminine voice. And he would talk to them, and we had a point system. If he can get the guy to slap his dick on the receiver, so you hear the thud on the receiver, that's like a couple of points. If you get the guy to like bark like a dog or do some kind of a barn animal sound, or just ask him to do weird things like, I want you to put me on the ceiling so my feet are on the ceiling, shit like that. It would get really bizarre, but a lot of them wouldn't catch on. And Of course, the worst part about this, the time when I usually have to walk out of the room because I would get so embarrassed, is that when he'd get these guys to come, it's just like the guy's like winding down. He's like, oh. And then all of a sudden, Mike drops the pitch on his voice. He's like, did you like that, baby? And then he just starts doing this Transformers voice. Sounds like Optimus Prime. I got to find one of those. Oh, my God. I got to find one of these. These are awesome. Sam Fukuyama Sutra. Sam from the chat room. Everybody check out Sam and his amazing podcast. He and Lucas, the UK-Germany connection. They do the current year report. You can find them on SoundCloud, iTunes, and I believe they're getting into the YouTube game as well. They're fantastic. And they featured a Christmas wish. They wanted me to record a Christmas wish on their last episode, I believe. And that was fun to hear. It was the opening of the last episode. But I can't wait to have Sam call in the new year and whenever the hell he wants. And Lucas, too. I know it's a little bit later out there in Germany, so it's tougher. But it's 11:07. It's 11 after 7, and we're hanging out here. And Matt is with us again. Oh, it's elementary nationalism now, dude. Elementary nationalism. Wait. Your new name? Or the name of the report? The podcast? What's... I don't know. We're going to try to keep this chill. The Skype is on. Call in with whatever kind of 2016 in memoriam thoughts you had, 2017 hopes and dreams. Call on in. Quite Frankly Podcast. I know one thing I did. I did start my precious metals stockpile this year because of Dan Spratlin, so that was great. And you know what else? I got a couple of letters back from people for the monthly 1776 Club. And Stephanie K from StephanieKBeauty.com, and now I just realized I didn't bring my plug sheet with me. Stephanie K from StephanieKBeauty.com sent me an old souvenir printing of the 1787 Constitution that her grandmother had bought in Washington, D.C. on some kind of a tour back in the 70s. And it's artificially aged paper, so it's really yellow. It feels like, you know, almost like a hemp type of paper and stuff like that. And it's so amazing, and it's so touching, because I know that she's very attached to any kind of mementos of her grandmother, who has passed away for a couple of years now, I believe. And she sent this to me as a Christmas gift, thinking that I would appreciate it, and she felt, you know, she felt that she can part with some things, and I'm so taken aback. I can't wait to frame it. I know a guy that does framing. He's coached Little League with me last year. I got a frame guy. I'm going to put it up right over there, right next to the Declaration of Independence. So we'll find a new place for the Don't Tread on Me. It'll probably be right above some of the Sky Graphics posters. And let me turn this around so you can see. Oh, actually, no, here. There's the corner. So you have the Declaration of Independence right behind there. And then next to it is the Don't Tread on Me. The black Don't Tread on Me will probably go over the black and white flag that's on the left side of the screen. So I can't wait for that. Now we've got the Declaration and the Constitution here. So, hey, thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Nikki. This is La Femme d'Argent. How do you say this? Pierre, you got to call in and tell me how to say it.
Say it again.
La Femme, and then it's D'Argent.
Hold on. Obviously it's a female something.
Well, maybe.
What's the second word?
D'Argent.
I don't remember ever learning that word. They must have made it up. Le Piet.
What'd you say?
Le Piet.
Oh, shit. We got a bunch of... hold on a second. We got a bunch of... Perry, everybody. Holy shit. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm just seeing all of these requests. on the podcast Skype. Jesus Christ. I just accepted like 10 people. So for everybody out there that's trying to talk but couldn't, that's my bad. All right, so let's move on to something. I just wanted to talk a little bit off the cuff for the first couple of minutes. But I have a couple of things here. Number one, real quick, this whole Russia thing, the sanctions on Russia thing, I think it's real, real weak. I don't know. We can go into the details on another day where President Obama is now sanctioning a couple of different types of some people from Russia that are here because they're acting outside of their stated purpose. And, of course, they're barred from going to two recreational areas. So pretty much President Obama said, how dare you interfere in our elections and destroy our democracy? You can't go to the park.
So he should sanction himself then.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous because they didn't care about any of this shit. They would not have cared. They didn't give a fuck.
But let him do whatever backhanded shit he wants to in his last couple of weeks.
It doesn't matter. What I was thinking about, and Sam just joined the show right now. What I was thinking, Sam, you let me know what you think about this. The last couple of weeks, the last month, since Election Day, all President Obama has been reduced to is the last couple of minutes in Gladiator when Commodus is fighting a poisoned Maximus, and Maximus knows he's dying, but it doesn't matter. He is going to kill this little creep, Commodus.
It's been wonderful, hasn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. And the best thing about Commodus is at that point is he is just so desperate at just like trying to do something that he's like trying to punch Maximus's shoulder, and it's just so weak. Maximus is like, no, I'm putting the dagger into your throat. You're dying. Stop struggling. And he's just, it's just what I'm seeing. I'm just seeing this weak, weak, frail man in the White House that has shamed himself beyond all the sycophants, beyond the realm of the sycophants that surrounds him that think that he's the greatest thing. He's the second coming.
Have you seen the Russian foreign policy spokeswoman who's been basically trolling Obama at the moment?
I didn't read anything, but I saw something shared on Tumblr about it.
Yeah, she said it's not an administration, it's a group of foreign policy losers, angry and ignorant.
It's really not an administration. That's fantastic. She said that?
Yeah, and the Russian embassy of the UK in the UK has just tweeted, President Obama expels 35 Russian diplomats in Cold War deja vu, as everybody, including American people, will be glad to see the last of this hapless administration. And it's just got a picture of a baby duck with the words lame written over it in black letters.
Oh, God. They're just completely powerless.
And I blogged that, but with the Google Dictionary definition of fatality, a screenshot of that is the blog post that I just posted.
What is the definition of fatality in Google?
An occurrence of death by accident in war or from disease. So, yeah, they've been blown the fuck out, basically.
Blown out. Blown out.
The Russian embassy of the UK has basically been converted into like Russia's sort of mimetic warfare kind of division at the moment.
You know, the other thing that gets me is when I'm looking at all this stuff is just, you know, if you have this scenario now where all this, he's trying to, it's like the last 21 days, and he's trying to show the people that now he's a strong guy. I'm a strong guy and nobody messes with me. I'm putting my foot down. Oh, just shut up and leave. This is like one big yawn. Now, I understand that from a position of, you know, that Vladimir Putin is in, he can't just walk away from this without some kind of a showing of strength or some kind of acknowledgement of it. But so aside from having to save face, I really do believe that everybody over there at the Kremlin is just probably like yawning and saying, okay, it's all right, only 20 more days left. Just let the baby tire himself out until somebody puts him back in the bassinet. It's just, I can't see it anyway.
I don't think I've ever known a presidential handover. Like, I've only known one, but like, of all the ones that I've observed, like, historically, this was the one that has, like, rattled over the tracks the most. Mm. It's been, like, I mean, smooth was never going to, like, actually happen. Have you noticed, like, a lot of lefties were, like, hoping Obama declared, like, martial law and then did his. I mean, that would have been brilliant, wouldn't it? Like,
would have been amazing. Sort of, it would have been amazing. President
watching
Obama,
him being carted out in a Suburban, like,
yeah,
by the FBI. That would have been fantastic.
Please, somebody declare martial law. Do you know? Like, they don't understand. Think about how sadistic that is for people to call out, for society to be put down under military rule, where there's curfews and there's a pretty much a military coup has been taken over and everybody's rights. That means drop the bomb on all of us, please. We need help.
Yeah, have you noticed, like, the next thing they're pulling back to is maybe John Roberts won't, like, do the won't initiate the oath of office, or maybe Congress won't certify the election result. Like, they're sort of giving themselves opportunities to lose again and again.
Well,
like,
see, this is the problem.
First it was the delegates, yeah. And now it's this.
This is something,
or
kids,
the electors, rather.
For all the kids out there, okay, you want to sit back and you want to get something out of this conversation. You want to get something out of this scenario, especially when it comes to learning how to lose. There's a difference in life between having expectations and having intention. You need to be able to start honing intention. You have to be able to go out and say, I want to do this. I'm going to work toward this, and understand that you are going to lose a lot. And also, for another baseball analogy that I always bring up to the kids every year when baseball starts, the Hall of Fame is full of people who, when they got up to the plate, they failed 70% of the time. It takes about a 300 batting average to get into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. 300 means that 70% of the time you went up to the plate, you got out. You were unproductive. Okay, because of course if it was a sacrifice or something like that, it doesn't count against your average. So that is just failure to success. And this is just what everything is. When you've been taught that there is no score. There is no score. There was no winner.
It's not even a game.
It's not even, like, a game. There's no score. There's no winner. No. Everybody gets participation trophies. Everybody gets a championship trophy. There is no champion. Whatever the hell it is, you've been told that you're special, that this is, and everybody has to bend over backwards for you. It gets very, very hard to even lose at menial things, which is why we are not only producing students with degrees in fields that just are not going to hire them, but even if they did get hired, how are they ever going to take constructive criticism? Everybody is a walking harassment notice. Everybody is a walking lawsuit now. You don't want to look at anyone. It's no wonder why people are looking to fuck robots more than they're looking to fuck real people. It's unbelievable.
You get $250,000 fine for misgendering someone in New York.
In New York.
So, like,
imagine that. With the rents as high as it is, can you imagine being a shop owner getting $250,000 fine? That's your life is over.
Yeah. No, this is the heat death of the liberal establishment, though. I mean, these last 20 days is just going to be like an absolute shit show.
It's
going to be wonderful.
It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be like watching the last couple of hours of a really good Halloween party, where everybody is really just sloshed and everybody's wearing half of the costume they showed up with. The mascara is running because of drunk crying and because of sweating. And, I mean, just people are just throwing up and just heat dry heaving and trying to find rides home. They're asking to crash on couches. They passed out already. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be great. Going to be great.
Too fucking right.
Hey, man, any kind of wishes for 2017 before we move on to the next thing?
More right-wing victories in Europe, and yeah. Other than that, no. Again, I want Trump to do Trump's thing. I mean, again, like, his triggering of, like, basically the whole world at this point is, like, giving me a tremendous amount of energy. Like, I am quite literally high energy at this point.
Mm-hmm. No, high energy. Absolutely.
I want to be tired of winning. Like,
it's like, I can't win anymore. I can't. All this need now. Listen, everybody feels empowered because of something in the wrong way. But what I'm looking to do, I know that there's fringe on both sides that are really cringeworthy. To be honest, my buddy Mike May, who made the intro for this show, he's one of the types. Trump, 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 and it's just. loud and proud. He was posting all throughout the election, whereas I was just trying not to. I didn't want to look at anybody. It's just that type of stuff. The cheerleading in ridiculous ways, and he's guilty of it, Mike May, he is. The cheerleading in ridiculous ways is stuff that I don't want to be associated with either. But there's something here that has woken up a class of people and a type of person that has been really, really beaten down for a long time. And those are moderates, whether they have liberal or conservative notions, people who just don't want to deal with the language wars, with the race wars, people who want to have a balanced, healthy society where all of these different opinions can come together and be debated, they can be shut down, they can be voted for, they can be voted down, they can be repealed, and things won't melt and fall apart. The worst part of the last 8 years has been the inability to keep people with their mindset of whatever happens, we need to keep this house in order because the law benefits us all. No, we have been turned against ourselves, and of course, the only thing people know now how to do and they think is the right way is to demand and stomp their feet and put up a list of demands somewhere, and it shall be done. And the Electoral College, get rid of that. We want mob rule. We will give up the future for a little bit of satisfaction right now. And when you ask them, what are you going to get out of it? They wouldn't be able to tell you. They'll tell you something about somebody's not going to lose their life because the lynch mobs are coming out again looking for gays and Hispanics. So, like, are you nuts? Everybody got so fucking nuts.
I think the one thing that you can take from Trump, like, whatever that sort of stuff about, like, globalization and things, it's just a triumph of please stop fucking me. I'm not asking you to, like, subsidize anything. Just please stop fucking me.
Yep.
Like, that's the thing, like, sort of. All right, is it like NAFTA and all these things? It's just like a like all of this stuff is just like, I don't care. Just like stop, like get out of my goddamn way.
That's it. That's it. It all comes down to that. People. See, it's funny to me because people will always say, "Well, you know, everybody lives their own life, and everybody should be able to live their own life and do that." Well, then okay, if you believe in that, then you should be asking for government to do less, to get out of your way. Because if you want to live your life the way that you want to live, that is the equivalent of getting out of your home and living on your own rules and not under your parents' rule. But what people are asking for is not for independence. They're asking for freedom in the same way that we had freedom when we were 6, 7 years old. We're living at home with mom and dad. They gave us everything, but then again, we didn't really have a lot of freedom. We just had free stuff. We had our way paved for us. And that is just that. That's just it. We all have to move out of the house.
Yeah, I mean, there is that kind of thing. Like, right now, you've got like a status of the government like actively trying to undermine people's like will.
Yeah,
and it's one of those things. It's like the same with Brexit and things like that. Just like we don't care really that much about like what you plan to do afterwards. Just like if you could just stop like actively going out of your way to screw me, that would be fantastic.
That's all. That's all it is. And that's why I love and I respect and I promote the ability and the right for the Hawaiian cafe owner that says no Trump voters will be served, no Nazis allowed. Great. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know that this establishment exists. I will never be a patron here, and good luck to you. I do not give a shit. I don't care.
If nothing else, it just allows us to avoid these places.
Hey, listen, not only we have gotten a major moral victory in 2016, despite all the people who think otherwise. The reason why they think otherwise is because nobody's had to explain to them, we don't give a shit about what you want to do in your life. Go do it. In fact, we want to do the same thing, but we also want to be able to be free from you. That's it. We want to be able to do yeah. our thing, and we should be able to be free from each other. That's it. And in that space is the ultimate amount of liberty you can find, because then it just, that's it. You don't, 49% doesn't have to live under the rule of the 51 and have it change every 8 years and everybody thinking that the world is ending. It's ridiculous. But Sam, thank you so much for the call, man.
Thanks, man. Cheers.
Are you guys going to be doing a New Year's Day broadcast?
Yes, we are. Okay. And because obviously it seemed to work out this time. Like, we normally record on like Sundays and then try and get it out on Sunday night. But yeah, so Christmas Day we did like a little thing. And then obviously with your intro. And then we're doing New Year's as well.
Well, I'll be listening, and I'm sure many.
That's if I'm not paralytic. Anyway, New Year's Eve sometimes takes it out of you, doesn't it? Like you said about the Halloween thing.
I think I'll be all right. I think I'll be all right. All right, man. Have a great one.
Cheers.
Take care. That's Sam from the Current Year Report, I think, or Elementary Nationalism, or I think that's what he meant. Okay, so that's it. We got a couple of things here. U.S. expels 36 diplomats that don't care. What about Debbie Reynolds, huh? Died right after Kerry. Stroke. I was just thinking about Debbie Reynolds the other day because when I was watching the Golden Age of Television with my parents on Christmas night, we there was one point when they were talking about all the people who had premiered on Johnny Carson and one of them, or I think they were doing like ventriloquism or something, and they did and there was this young Albert Brooks up there, who did the Charlie O'Day or the Danny O'Day, whatever it was called, Danny O'Day, I think, ventriloquist dummy, and he's just terrible on purpose. It's hilarious. Check it out, Albert Brooks. But whatchamacall? The hell was I just going to say? Debbie, what's her name? She played in Mother with Albert Brooks. And I love that movie. I love that movie. And you know another movie? A Carrie Fisher movie that is always great to watch on New Year's Eve or around New Year's Eve is When Harry Met Sally. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have never seen When Harry Met Sally, watch it tonight or tomorrow night. It's great. It is just one of those classic love. It's a romantic comedy, but it's awesome. And what's another one? And then also Sleepless in Seattle. I know, but you know, Meg Ryan is Meg Ryan, but Sleepless in Seattle and Sleepless in Seattle is fantastic because there's a lot of things you can realize here. The story is completely impossible to take place now. In Sleepless in Seattle, at the end, when Tom Hanks' kid, I forgot what his name is, Jonah? Jonas? I forgot what it is.
Jonas!
They go out, the kid tries to get his father and Meg Ryan to hook up. And he runs away and he lures them both to New York City, to the top of the Empire State Building on Valentine's Day so they would meet each other. And the best thing about it is the only reason why they actually ended up meeting each other is because the kid, Jonah, we'll just call him Jonah until I don't know what the hell it is, goes and leaves behind, he forgets his backpack up on top of the Empire State Building. Tom Hanks comes up there. He says, "What are you doing?" You know, and they hug each other. There's this really nice exchange, and they say, "Well, come on, let's go home." So he and his son go, and they go in the elevator down. And then Meg Ryan shows up. She's at the top, but nobody's there. So they just missed each other. But then they come back up because the kid had left his book bag up there. And then all of a sudden, and Meg Ryan's holding the book bag, and she turns around, she hears their voices, they make eyes, and it's just kismet. It's awesome. I didn't ruin the movie for you, trust me. Go watch the fucking movie. It's amazing. But the reason why this film, these classic films, are completely not possible, especially anymore, is because things like that, they wouldn't have been... There would have been SWAT teams up there if there was an unaccompanied child's book bag up there now on the Empire State Building. Absolutely no way in hell they would have met. With the level of security post 9/11, no way. So all the good love stories and all the plots, they're gone now. It's not possible. All right. Let me see here. We also, when we come back after the New Year's break, we have to talk a little bit more about the NDAA 2017. We covered it on Monday. Since then, it has been covered a lot more in other places. And we're talking about how you know, draconian this shit was, about what they slipped into the NDAA 2017. But we got to talk about it because we're going to be living under it. Okay? We're talking about the creation of a real Ministry of Truth. Sam says, you've got mail wouldn't be possible because nobody uses AOL anymore. Absolutely. Absolutely. And Jurassic Park is still perfect. Still perfect. It's just perfect. Jurassic Park is perfect. It's almost like they reached the pinnacle of CGI movie making. It was amazing. We'll check all that out, too. Oh, and the other thing for the weekend, as you can see, this is a very, very chill show. I don't want to do anything too nutty. In about 10 minutes, I think Gadget Doc is calling in to do a psychic reading. But also this weekend, go and watch Burn After Reading. It is on Netflix. I highly recommend it. It takes a couple... I mean, every time I watch it, I appreciate the writing even more. The twisted storylines, the misconceptions, the aloofness of our government, but at the same time, I mean, just how calculating we are as individual people, but how aloof we can be as organizations of people. It's so amazing. Go check out Burn After Reading, featuring George Clooney... And Brad Pitt and a few, oh God, it's an amazing cast. J.K. Simmons is in it. A few other people John Malkovich. Check it out. It is amazing. So there you go. Burn After Reading, that's all I'll get you. Funny as hell, dark comedy. You know what? I got to do my thank yous. But I think I have the thank yous on the phone over here. Let me see. So, as a big thank you at the end of the year, I just want to tell you all, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. For the support, for the company. Seriously, the company is the most important thing. You guys have been very vital parts of the show. You make it fun for people to show up that don't even want to call in because the chat room is so alive. I love reading what's going on in the chat room. And of course, for those of you who have found a little bit extra room in your monthly budgets to actually contribute monetarily to this show, I want to thank you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. It has really alleviated so many things in my personal life just because I was wondering how I could possibly continue to develop this show and not destroy myself. And not in a figurative way either, but to, you know, time is money. And I'm getting married in May, on May 21st. Lauren and I are tying the knot. And, you know, with that phase, you need to start thinking about what your responsibilities are and time to end with the games. Everything needs to be taken seriously. Everything needs to be planned for. And passion should not be given up because of responsibility. Not at all. So that's... But for what we want to do with this show, I want to turn the passion into something else. You know, I want to actually work at it. And you guys have made that possible. I see the glimmer. We're almost at the $500 a month goal out of the goal. I think we have goals up to $2,000 or $3,000. And there's all types of small ways you can contribute. You can just put a dollar in. It doesn't matter. And I love just seeing that there's more contributors there. A dollar is... I don't care. I'm happy. It shows the rest of the world that there's something worth your acknowledgement here. And that's awesome. Then, of course, there's a $10 a month. There's a 1776 club, which is almost sold out. Only like four left. The 1984 club. And then, of course, I'm going to have to make the 2016 club, where you guys get a monthly dick pic sent to you in the mail. It'll be a Polaroid. We have a Polaroid camera here. So, because I can't, there's going to be a time very soon where I can't write any more letters monthly than I already am. There's a lot. It's over 20, about 20 letters a month. I have to start writing it actually in a couple days. That's right. If you want to get in on the January letter, patreon.com/quitefrankly. Patreon, patreon.com/quitefrankly. And here's one of the greatest perks that anybody, even if you go 50 cents in, you get a shout out every night. So here's a shout out, the Hall of Fame: Michael Wells, Nikki Solis. She's the Y2K special. She donated $19.99 a month. She's fantastic. Andrew Dame, Laura Veris, Perry and Stacy Riddle, Mike May, Matt Smith, Sean Collins, Christian Peppers, Max Ancaparato from Colorado, Rob Corrado, L.S. Dan. Thank you, Dan, for everything. Thank you, Rudy Escarcega, for everything. Thank you, Jackie Milam, for being a friend of us as broadcasters for a decade. Jackie has been watching and supporting us no matter what the show has been since 2007. She's just a very warm spirit lover from Virginia, from Manassas. And Eric Reitz, Whitney McShann, Pierre from Normandy. That's it. Omaha Pierre. Tony Federici. Matt knows Tony. What do you think about Tony, Matt? Is he a good guy?
He's a great guy. He's a great bowler.
I haven't seen him bowl before. Have you seen him bowl?
Yeah.
He told me that he's thrown at least a dozen 300s in his life.
He's thrown more than that.
Have you seen a 300 in person?
Yeah, at least like three times.
What do people in the crowd do when Tony starts bowling?
I mean, they already know. Like, because when you bowl in the league, everyone's bowlers. So they're like, oh there's Tony. there's Tony. There he is. And he goes, hey, watch this. And he had to learn how to bowl with two hands, you know. So that was...
I had to learn how to bowl with two hands.
He's the hoss.
I'm working on my Tony impression. I've been working on it for months. I have to unveil it soon. That was a little taste. Let me see. Eric Reitz. Whitney McShann already said that. Koss. Good boy, Koss. Thank you so much for the support, my friend. Stephanie Evil of Gaslight.tv. We're going to have a great year for Gaslight as well. We have a good staff, a fantastic staff of writers already. They all have new ideas of what they want to write. Of course, the staff is going to expand. We have somebody that has come on to say that they want to be a part-time editor. So if you want to show something and submit something for the Gaslight blog, if you want to become a staff member on it, then send us something. Go to gaslight.tv and submit your work, because now we have somebody that is willing to spot check the grammar and the punctuation and all the little things. So you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about being a one-man show, because it is tough. It is tough. I still overlook things that I should be correcting on myself, but that's why an editor is good, an outside opinion. So submit your work. We want you on for 2017. Remember what Gadget Doc said. It is a 1 year. It is a year for capitalization and new beginnings. So we want to have everybody in on the ground floor. Matt DeFabio, the founder of the 1984 Club, with Brad Meyer, his first mate. Stephanie K. Beauty, who sent me the fantastic 1787 Constitution. Jenny Lee, who said she's getting a lot of anonymous hate on Tumblr right now. They better leave her the fuck alone. Kate McCallum. Gadget Doc. Marianne Hart, who has been one of my favorite newcomers. Such a kind heart she does have. And Bren Antilles from the UK. Okay? He's getting his first letter in January as well. Captain of Rogue Squadron. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. Oh, wait. Last night we had a new contributor. And Ryan. Good man Ryan V. Ryan is now going to be in on all of the upcoming Google Hangouts because he contributed $10. Thank you so much, Ryan. I'm working for you guys. You guys are my bosses. If, you know, this is a reflection of work. So if I'm not earning it, take it away from me. Punish me. Okay? That's what it is. I want to be kept honest. Thank you for your faith. Okay, so now let's get Gadget Doc on. Let's see. Jenny Lee, by all means, if you want to edit, that'd be fantastic. You'd be editing work from really great writers. You'll be like, oh, I'm so proud to be doing this. Joining us now is Gadget Doc from North Carolina. What is going on, friend?
Nothing much. Hey, today's a new moon. Today's a day to go ahead and write down what you want, your goals, manifest it. And then you can go ahead and burn them in about 11 days on the new moon.
So you should be writing down goals in between moons?
That's what I do. Yeah, that's how I kind of manifest.
Wow. And what have you manifested that you can actually track in recent history? That you can say 100% it was your work, your energy work.
Car, job, material things. And you know, when I want somebody to come into my life, they come in. So yeah, the manifestation seems to work. Of course, you got to put in your part too. Okay, so let's not just say that there's a part of the secret. Yes, you have to think about it, be positive, have that nice stuff, but you also got to step forward too. It's not. Let's say it's 80-20, not, you know. So you gotta also take steps to make things happen.
So now, what's the first thing you want to start with tonight before we do the reading? Because I think it would be fun. I would definitely want to see what pops up for me. Maybe you can just do a short draw because Matt's here tonight. Maybe you can do a short draw for both of us.
Sure. Let me go ahead and do a 3-card spread for you.
Okay. 3-card spread.
All right. So we'll call that for the next 6 weeks, okay? Okay. There we go. All right, so for you, you get the 8 of Cauldrons.
Oh, no.
Eight of Cups. That means you're going to be stepping away from stuff that no longer serves you. All right? We're going to take a step back. We're going to reflect and just kind of recharge our emotional battery. Hmm. That's the rest of the reading is pretty good. Okay, because we get the Queen of Rods, so that always means creativity, new beginnings.
I want to feed her my rod.
Fiery, passionate energy, and I do feel that this is Lorne around this, okay? So she's going to be a very instrumental in being your muse, okay?
Lorne, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, and finally, here you are, the Knight of Rods. This is definitely I always see this as a fire energy. You're an Aries. And this is you just, you know, making the realities, making your goals into reality. Okay? Because not only that, but we have new beginnings, right? And we've persevered through the tough times. And watch out. So that's your quick 1-minute reading for the next 6 weeks.
Now, that when you are pulling these cards out, do you have to be – are you hear me? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you great.
Yeah, what did you just say?
I said when you are drawing these cards for people, when somebody does, when somebody
– Let me take this off for a second.
Okay.
How we sounding now?
You sound all right. Not as good as the other one.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sound great.
Be right back.
Okay. I was going to... Matt, what are you going to ask him?
Well, I don't know.
Am I going to die?
Well, I'm going to die.
Well, I don't know. The spirits are on the line. Johnny Kimble from Lake Winnipesaukee, New Hampshire. He's been around all year. We've got – this is great. It's like almost like we have our own bar to go to. We know everybody's going to be – where everybody's going to show up. You know, it's getting busy in that chat room. It hasn't gotten busy enough to where we have to put it in slow mode yet, or when people are talking too fast where you can't even see what the hell's going on. But like I said, one day we have to make some kind of a VIP room. Oh, the Knight of Rods. So I'm, Nick even said, enough with the dick pic talk. See, that is just one thing. If I was pulling out those cards, I would be saying, this is 100% proof you need to launch a 2016 dick pic program on Patreon. Here comes Gadget Doc again.
I may not need it
now. All right, Gadget, you're back.
Sorry. Yeah, what were you asking?
I was asking, when you or anybody you know who draws tarot cards and they read cards and they do readings for people, is it the cards that you just surrender to the deal, or are you in a certain mindset when you shuffle? Are you in a certain mindset? Like, is there some kind of a connection with you and the cards, or is it about just the cards itself?
Well, there is a connection between me and the cards. There's also a connection between you and the cards too. Okay, so what I'm actually you're good for right now. So what's going on is that we're tuning into your energy. I'm not really, so I could literally pick from anywhere in the deck when you're thinking about it, and I'd still get a good reading. So that's the information that's coming out. I also kind of pray over the cards too, to kind of make sure that, you know, we're not talking about and that I'm actually giving you good guidance, spiritual guidance, versus, you know, just looking at cards.
And what kind of stone do you wear when you do these readings?
Oh, well, I generally wear this all the time. This is rose quartz and amethyst. So amethyst is known to help with psychic ability, and rose quartz is a stone that helps with emotion and feeling. So generally speaking, I get a lot of calls and questions when it comes to the matters of the heart. So that helps me tune into that kind of question as well.
Okay. Well, then. So now let's move on to Matt here. Matt is sitting back. He's wondering what 2017 is going to behold.
Okay. So we're gonna, Matt.
More misery.
I want you to uncross your arms, uncross your legs. I want you to take a deep breath in, let it out slowly. And then I just want you to think about what you want to manifest for 2017.
Okay, you hear that? You hear it? You have to think about what you want to manifest. You got to breathe slowly. Put your hands down on both of the arms of the chair. Look ahead straight and just love your life and blank your mind. All right, go ahead. Tell them what you want to do now.
All right, so Matt, when you think I've shuffled enough, go ahead and let me know.
Okay.
Okay, so the first card around this is the Five of Swords. So we got a lot of energy coming in. So things are about to shift, and it's in a good direction because we had the White Buffalo on this. Now we have the Queen of Swords. Now on this particular deck, I always read her as your dreams coming true, okay? Because we have her creating the spider web and the basket. All those good things coming in. Abundance is in route. All right, there we go. We're building upon our foundations, and we're going to have emotional security. Okay, so this is the Five of Cups here with the beaver. That's in your blind spot.
You get a beaver. So
this is where you've been thinking about things. You finally, your manifestation's coming true. This is the Six of Swords. And you're going to have wise decisions with the turtle here, okay? So everything that you've been thinking about is coming forward.
That may not be good. What if he's only thinking about bad things, though, Gadget Doc?
Everything else is pointing good.
Yeah, but Matt, the cards say good stuff. Have you been living well the last? Yeah.
Wise decisions is what I'm saying.
Wise decisions.
Wise decisions.
Mm.
and that he's going to get his dreams, okay? Here he is. This is, he's been building towards something new. He's got the Five of Wands here. So we're seeing our way through, and it shows towards material security as well. All right? And finally, here you go. This is the Knave of Pentacles. This card here is an abundance card. You're going to have material success, and it's going to come to you as a shock, okay? So we're in new beginnings. I feel that now it does feel like you've been thinking about changing jobs. I want to wait a little bit on that, but yes, it does feel good that once you've made that decision. And one more card for you is the Ten of Wands. So you have a victory, you've cleared everything, and you know, it's go, go, go on the material side of the house. So both emotionally and materially, the next year is just going to look awesome for you. I really feel that come, you know, August into September is going to be your banner months for you.
That's it, Matt.
That's a good reading.
It sounds like a good reading. Hey, you know, hey, Gadget Dog, tell me the symbolism of this. Matt caught a very rare animal around this area today. Matt, what'd you catch?
That was the mink, right?
A fisher cat.
He caught him fisher cat.
Okay, fisher cat. They're generally smart animals, correct?
I mean, they're pretty smart.
Yeah. Lauren said that you stopped by the house around the time that I wasn't home to show your catch, and it's like she said it looked like a big ferret.
Yeah, that's why I said it looked like a mink. He posted it on Facebook. It was that's what I thought it was a mink.
That's what I thought it was when I saw it through the bush line where I had the cage.
Yeah, that's also about creativity, about definitely creativity and smart moves. It also feels like it's something that is a harbinger of good things to come, okay? Let's pull a power animal for you since that's what you do.
Actually, you know what? I have a really funny thing. I think people would like this exchange. I was listening to the Voxer conversation from this morning when Matt had caught it. You have to hold on. Where is it? You have to hear like what Mike was saying and stuff like that. It's hilarious. Hold on. Hold on. I got it.
While you're doing that, I'm going to give Matt his power animal here.
Okay, go ahead.
Which is the manatee, right? It says, accept the situation as it is, then rather to fight to change it. So like I said, it does feel like we're looking to make a change, but the energy isn't right yet, okay? So let's see if we can get a little more.
So that means stay the course, Matt. Stay the course and stay happy. Listen, this is from 9:30 this morning.
Yo, I just caught. I actually have to look at a picture. First time in 14 years. Dude, this thing, I think, is a fisher cat.
Some fisherman losing. You hit the bottle again, boy? Ain't no fisher cats around here. Crazy drunk driver.
Dude, you're right. It might not be a fisher cat. I've never seen a fisher cat up close, and I've never bothered to really look at a picture of one. It's either a fisher cat or it's a fucking badger. Pretty sure it's a fisher cat. I'll send you a picture in a few minutes, dude. This is like
spraying by his house.
Oh, hold on.
Yo, Frank, maybe if I have some free time later, bro, I'll fucking swing it by your house, bro, so you can see it.
Wait, and then Mike goes,
spraying by his house. Fuck it. Film it. Film him fucking it.
I don't know what keeps going there.
Fuck it. Film it. Film him fucking it.
Fucking
actually, no,
this
it's
cat.
It's definitely a fisher cat, because badgers have, that's definitely not a badger. I could tell by the body. It's a fisher cat.
Let me see a picture. Yeah, but is it a pet you can keep at your house, or is it like a wildlife pet you can't really keep, but you can't tame it?
Oh, no, dude, this thing is wild.
Such a good catcher.
He's such a good catcher. So that's that. That was something funny this morning. I like when things like that happen. Okay, so Gadget Doc.
Right.
Go ahead.
So I did type out a whole thing about Donald Trump and his life path number, but you know we're I'll just have to put that up on Gaslight, because it's gonna take too long to go through it. But it's a really nice explanation of why he does what he does. But I want to do a Celtic cross for the next 6 months for Donald Trump, and then do another one for the United States. All right?
Okay.
In general. So the first thing I want to do is I want to pull power animal for the spirit of the next 6 months for Donald Trump.
Yeah, but what do you mean I'm going to pull – I want to do a Celtic cross for him. What does that mean?
That's generally how I lay out the cards.
Okay, so then how many cards is that? Seven?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9 cards.
Holy. Okay. All right. So this is – you're pulling these cards for Donald Trump.
Right.
All right. This is pretty interesting.
All right. So the energy around Donald Trump is the tortoise. All right. You're too fragmented. Do whatever it takes to get to ground. Okay. So that's not very positive for him to start out for the first 6 months. It feels like he's going to have
great. This was the show.
Well, no. That just means he's gonna. It just means that he's gonna have to fight tooth and nail to get what he wants. Mm-hmm. Okay. That means that he needs to focus. You see, he can actually change the energy around him, but the energy feeling is that he's scatterbrained.
Yeah.
All right. So the energy of the cross, though, is the magician. You can make anything happen. Okay. Then we have the fool, which is interesting. All right. So the fool is the beginning of the life path on the major arcana. So it's showing that he's going to go ahead and go forward. It feels like he's going to try, no matter what the consequences are, to push he's not looking too far ahead. He's looking at the here and now, okay? There is the Three of Pentacles. So he is trying to be creative. He's thinking. It shows ingenuity. And that's in his blind spot. That's what people aren't looking at.
Hmm.
We see the Knight of Pentacles.
Looks
here.
Like Nicolas Cage.
A little bit. Now I want to say that February, March is going to be a very significant time for him because of the dandelions. All right. I also want to say this is a period of new beginnings and a sense of material strength. Okay. So that actually bodes well for the economy. All right, so he's going to have personal tribulations in his blind spot. He has the seven of cups here. He's not going to be able to have those close parties and personal ties with his kids. I think the demands of the job will be a little bit tough on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There he is. He's feeling lonely, okay, in the five of cups. All right, so it's the demands of the job. He's going to feel a lot lonelier in what's happening. However, he's going to be able to get through. All right, so that's the Knight of Swords. He's going to be stern.
Looks like Mike's dad. Looks like Mike's dad right there. Danny Alonzi, there he is.
He's going to be able to power through, okay? So that's...
You have chosen wisely.
That is the first 3 months, so that's... We're going to... Into the next 100 days, all right, we have the Justice card. We're going to be bringing back balance, all right? So April, May, June, we're trying to bring back balance. We're weighing things out. We're reevaluating what we've done and how we've approached things.
Hey, okay? I'll tell you, every time throughout those 3 months when I'm coaching Little League, every goddamn morning that we play a Little League game and the national anthem plays, I'll be like, yes, this is our time. This is our 100 days, kids. All right, go ahead.
And coming into the new year, he's going to be able to harvest his hard work. All right, so we do have a success at the end of this. So there's going to be, as far as what's going on with Mr. Trump, it's going to be an emotional adjustment and learning how to play the game, okay? That's the overall feeling about this. It feels like, not that he's overwhelmed, that he's incapable of doing it, but there's a lot coming at him at a lot of times, so he's busy juggling, okay? And he's not able to get to ground with his family like he normally does. And I'll explain, and like I said, we'll put this on Gaslight, and it'll kind of explain why family's so important to him energy-wise because of how he was born. He's a number four, a fire dog, and his dominant in his Western astrology is Cancer, followed by Leo, and then Sagittarius. But that's but like I said, I wrote that out to when we were just going to do about 15 minutes. Now, for the United States in general, okay, I want people to kind of take a breath, relax. We're going to get rid of the energy of the last reading here.
That's it, Matt. Now we get to see the last reading of the night, which is how the country is going to do.
All right, so the spiritual energy is really good because we get the panda.
The panda.
All right, so we're going to create a sacred space in your home.
Oh, no.
And a place of work.
A safe space, Gadget Doc?
No, as sacred.
Okay.
Sacred.
All right.
Sacred. Safe space.
That's a good thing, then.
Yeah, well, no, we're not doing SJW. But that, you know, the inequality, fighting inequality is also very important for Donald Trump. All right, when you actually look at how he is in that. So expect a lot of trying to balance back actual egalitarianism, okay? That's going to be a big theme throughout his presidency. Mm-hmm. All right, so the energy around this. All right, we get the Ten of Pentacles, the White Buffalo. So the United States is looking pretty good right out the gate.
Does that mean that the Buffalo are coming back?
It's a victory symbol. It's spiritual growth. It's the natives used it to show that when they were worried about their homes, that they would be able to be victorious. All right, and then we have the Ten of Swords here, which is an abundance here. All right, that's great. That's the immediate term. All right, the Emperor. So we're showing a person in a very authoritative place, but looking for spiritual development. In this deck here, he is in our blind spot. So we're going to put Mr. Trump in our blind spot. All right, we've been seeing a lot of energy coming towards us and victory. This is our Nine of Wands, and this is the energy that's about to leave us now. All right. All right, in the immediate term, again, we get the Five of Swords. All right, so there's a lot of emotional turmoil with the moon in here.
Oh, my God.
But we're moving things forward towards, and the White Buffalo is charging in.
Oh, I want that buffalo. Oh, it's White Rhino I'm thinking about. That's a really good strain of weed.
All right. All right, we get the Two of Swords here. All right, in a traditional deck, that means balance. However, in this deck here, it's a celebration card. All right, it's a happiness card. That's in the immediate term.
Gadget Doc, all I want when I hear that, happiness and balance and celebration, I'm thinking about the end of Return of the Jedi when everybody's just dancing around in Endor and there's fireworks. That's all I want. I want that jubilation.
And that's what the nation is looking at, okay? All right, so the first 3 months we're going to be reflecting. We're going to be looking for balance and wisdom in here. Okay, there is a little bit of unease because not everybody's coming through, but it does feel like after the first 3 months, everything settles back down, okay? And there's a lot more trust. All right, there we are. All right, that's an excellent one. That's the Four of Wands here. All right, you see people going to the wise man here. Everybody's feeling spiritually awakened, feeling good. It's a period of sunrise. So I'm going to say in this everybody's feeling well come the congressional break. Mm-hmm. Passion, drums, excitement.
Passion is coming back. Are we getting some kind of ass-kicking morale back? Is it going to be like 1993, 1992, around then, whenever the D2 Mighty Ducks came out, and we were stoked about being Team USA? Everybody wanted to be a Team USA, USA, USA.
Generally, that's what I'm saying. Remember, they're doing the war dance, or the spiritual dance. The bonfire's going. Everybody's feeling good. Everybody's feeling hype. Just to get a little more clarity on this, we get the Five of Wands on here. Everybody's feeling secure in the house. We're rebuilding.
That's it. And just as Nikki says, notice that we don't hear the tapping on the tapping sound anymore. The tapping always happens. It's happening right now. You hear the Irish steel workers trapped inside the hull of the Titanic again.
No, he's just saying hi. Say hi back to him.
Like, hey, please, I'm in here. Okay, so this is seeming like a really good, it seems like an opportunity. You haven't really pulled anything out for the country that says, okay, you're going to be showered with these gifts. It seems like there's going to be chances and opportunities for hard work and good morale to yield some kind of a fruit.
Yeah, there's a feeling that the yoke has come off of a lot of people here. I also feel for those people that didn't vote for Trump, there's a general feeling that they feel more at ease. Okay? They feel more relaxed. There isn't a lot of tension. There isn't, you know, they're starting to see, oh, this guy may not be as bad as we thought.
That'll be good. Hey, it gets done.
He does push forward some of the stuff they like. I got to put that out there.
Well, you have been a great help this entire year, great teammate, and everybody always appreciates when you call in to help round out a conversation. And thank you for helping us send this one off and put this year back into the vault that it was always meant to be put into.
All right. Can I give myself a shameless plug?
Of course. Go ahead.
All right. So for the next 3 days, I will be on Sky Channel 886. Which is Psychic Today. You can find that on psychictoday.co.uk or on YouTube. Sure. So I do professional readings, and I use various tools like you see here. But I also can use my natural ability.
That's fantastic. So, well, hey, I can't wait to check that out. Sky, wait, do I need to have that, or we can access that on the internet?
You can access that on the internet at psychictoday.co.uk or here on YouTube.
Okay, cool. All right, man. Dude, thank you for everything. We all appreciate this. It's a lot of fun.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, take care. Happy New Year.
You too.
So, Matt, I think that's the end. I think that's the end of this one, Matt. It's kind of sad. It's like I want to go on the air tomorrow. I'm going to miss it. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be like, what do I do? I'll figure out. Lauren and I will go out to dinner or something. Pretend. We'll play pretend like that. Something will happen. Matt, what are you doing New Year's Eve? You going to be around?
I guess.
I think we're just going to buy a couple of pounds of cold cuts and some cheese. And just a bag of fresh rolls. And as the night goes on, it's my mom's New Year's Eve method. Just get cold cuts and rolls, make your own sandwiches, do whatever the hell you want. So, I like that. I like it a lot. All right, everybody in the chat room, anybody want to call in? It's 8:15, it's 8:14, so, I mean, three more minutes. If anyone wants to call in real quick, you'll have a good 45 seconds to talk. I think I have to go finish up a band practice, so that's not going to... And that's the other thing. If you are in the tri-state area tomorrow, I mean next week, if you're in the tri-state area next week, Friday night, January 6th, at Garcia's at the Capitol Theater, set the charge in myself, Anthony, Derek, Tom, myself, of Set the Charge. We'll be performing there around 9 o'clock, right after Danger Hole goes live. Danger Hole is our cousin's band. We've played with them many times before. They are an awesome rock band, great original band, and they just fucking rock the house. Our cousins Matt and Mike, great. It all runs in the family. So next week, January 6th at Garcia's at the Capitol Theater. If you're in the tri-state area, the Metro North line goes right to it. If you're near the city, the Grand Central New Haven line, it's the last New York stop, Portchester, New York, and there's the Capitol Theater a half a block away. So if you're in the area, come rock out. I'll find a way to go live from there. They have a good Wi-Fi connection. So maybe I'll go and I'll set up this this camera tripod, this phone tripod, and I'll stream or I'll Periscope from there or something like that, because I won't be able to go live to YouTube. And you guys will get be able to see behind the drums or something. I'll figure it out. Johnny Kimball, what's going on, man? Is that snow?
It's a beautiful snowy night here in New Hampshire.
You just made me way too fucking cozy.
Isn't this cozy as hell?
No, this is illegal amounts of cozy.
I mean, look at that. That is so cute.
That is a cute snowstorm. It is adorable.
It's adorable. This is my first real snowstorm at my new place. It's great.
Yo, and your new place is awesome too. You have very warm tones in there.
Yeah, I'm gonna set up some better lighting for my desk nook, which is currently disaster mode because it's just where everything lands.
Yep. Well, you'll that's gonna be great. That desk.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do some lighting over here.
You should
maybe a whiteboard when I call in.
You gotta wrap up the desk. You got to get some Christmas lights in there somewhere. The best part about this place is that we're going to be dropping the ceiling. So you hear this, like when I don't have music playing, you kind of hear this little bit of a echo in the room because the ceilings,
like a reverb, it feels big.
But look, hold on. Like, look how high the ceilings are. They go on forever. But we are going to be dropping the ceiling to right where the, right below that arch of the window, and that ceiling is going to be dropped soon, and that's going to be great because that means that it's going to get a lot much more of a warmer sound in here, and then we'll be able to string the Christmas lights on the ceiling like we did at the old studio. So look at that. Johnny's getting snowed on.
This is a heavy, thick snow, actually.
What is it? Now, what is the forecast up there in New Hampshire? It's going to stick around for all night, or is it going to be quick moving?
2 in the morning, but since I'm on the seacoast here, actually it's been raining all day, but other parts of the state and most of Maine, it's been snowing all day.
Man, I wish we had a little bit of that. It's been raining over here. It's like it's almost 40 degrees, so it's like we're right on the cusp of freezing, but it hasn't been happening.
Yep.
Then again, I haven't brought the snowblower up yet, so let it stay rain. But anything else you want to say, man? What any final thoughts on 2016 and 2016 on the show and anything else? What?
I'm excited still for everything that's to come, you know, over here. The chat room is like, okay, I'm sorry, it's cold. The chat room is popping lately. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's a good time. It's a good time. Really, really is a good time. And I don't know, man. A lot of confidence. Intention, not expectation. Intention. An intent to come here every night and just do our duty faithfully as we've done all year. And whatever comes, it will come. That's it.
Yeah, you got to do something in life that is a little bit bigger than yourself. And I think that's what we're doing.
Absolutely. And what's the next? You have any inspiration for what your next article on Gaslight.tv is going to be?
I do, because my desk is actually together, so I don't have to type on my phone, which is great. I just started writing it now. A piece on why all national media is just hacks, from news reporting to sports reporting. I don't know how these people still have jobs.
We can't wait, because of course, of all the gaslighting that's going on, they are the chief implementers of this whole thing. So, dude, have a great, great New Year's Eve. I'm sure we'll talk over the course of the weekend. Everybody else, too. You guys have been kick-ass. And anything else you want to plug before you get off?
Not at all.
All right, man.
Nope.
So then you just...
I'm just headed for the new year.
Well, then, dude, later on tonight, I got to get up early tomorrow, but fuck it. I want to play. You want to do some... We got... Matt, are we playing Battlefield again?
Yeah.
Last night, that I don't know.
Yeah.
But I stayed on and I played a little Star... Oh, that's the other thing. It fucked up the way that I played Star Wars.
The
first-person shooter shit, it screws up the third-person shooter on Star Wars. It took me a long time to get my groove back, so I have to make a decision, I think. I don't know. Star Wars Battlefront means way too much to me. So.
Yeah.
But, Johnny, we'll talk to you soon, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Here's a pleasant little background. Have a good night.
That's it. Have a good one. You know, that's what we should do. We should record all the snowfall up at Johnny's house, and I should put a green screen behind me. And it should always be a constant loop of the snowfall in New Hampshire. So, all right, guys, happy New Year. Be well. Enjoy your lives. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your family. Make new friends. Create new family. And always be grateful. That's the only thing I'm going to try to do going into the new year. Because I think that we're doing everything else that we want to do. So I just got to work on something else. I got to continue what we're doing and keep that enthusiasm level up, guys. Remember, set yourself on fire with enthusiasm and people will come from miles to watch you burn. I forgot who said that. Enthusiasm is the biggest thing. Let's not go through the motions. Let's practice like we play. All right, guys. Going to talk to you soon. Have a fantastic night and a fantastic weekend. Be good.